Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am excited to be here with you. I am just grateful and so, my heart gets so warm and excited and open when we get this chance to share together in this way where I can allow love to move through me to you and we can join together in this remembering of love and remembering your soul's purpose and why you are here to bring love. So if you're tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, also called Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And I scribed that book for the High Council. The High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other teachers of light who have gathered in the spiritual realm to assist us in remembering the love that connects all and on this awakening journey that we are currently undergoing on our planet. Now, I originally, however, was a lawyer, so I have not always known that this is my soul's assignment to be a conduit for the High Council. It's been a 20-year journey of spiritual and personal growth, stepping through fears and doubts, revealing and removing barriers to love, learning more and more about my authentic soul essence and purpose, to end up here with you now. And as well, now I get to work with others, not only as a conduit bringing through the High Council to connect you with love and your purpose, but also as a mentor helping others like you step into your soul's calling to move through the fears and the doubts and the ego so that you can show up in the way you're meant to be here authentically, shining your light. All right, so let's jump right in. Today, we are going to explore the nature of love, the big theme, the purpose behind Love's Curriculum, this idea of love and the love that connects all. And so first, we'll begin by exploring that topic, and then I will read from Love's Curriculum. And in the latter half of the show, I will tune in to the High Council and bring them through, so it's a chance to call in with a question, or I will bring the High Council through to deliver a group experience, a group message. So welcome, sit back, relax, get comfortable. We'll be here together for another 50 minutes or so. And I so look forward to creating this connection of love with you here today. And I thank you for being here. So before we dive in any further, I am going to do a prayer and surrender, an intention that I like to do before I speak. And so right now, here, I surrender our time together, my words, what words come through me, letting spirit come through me to you, connecting us and trusting that the right words come through, the right message, and surrendering it all to the highest good of each one of you, the highest good of all. And so it is. So I had a bit of a feeling of panic today, as I still didn't have a particular topic or chapter in mind until about 2 hours before the show. Although every time the show comes, I do tune into the High Council, and they seem to deliver the topic differently to me. And so today was no different, only I didn't know the topic till what felt like the last minute. And yet it began to reveal itself over the last 2 hours, and I prayed and I surrendered and I trusted, applying all those skills and tools that are so helpful as we open to Spirit's guidance and what Spirit has in mind for our lives, for our message, for our work. And so in the last 2 hours, what evolved was we would talk about this topic of love. And of course, it didn't relate to one chapter in Love's curriculum, because the whole book is about love and about being love and remembering the three, what I like to call, or I've found to know as the three pillars of Love's curriculum, that you are love, that you are loved, and that you are guided by divine loving helpers. So today we're going to look more at the first pillar and the second pillar, that you are love. What does that mean? And you are loved, loved as a child of God. And also looking at how important remembering those two things are to the world. And so looking back now over the morning, I can see how perfectly this topic came about and how there were little signs all along the way. Perhaps you can relate to this, though. You don't really have that relaxation or realization of the signs that were there until you've come through or gotten the message. But now looking back, I can see that Spirit, that the High Council was slowly delivering insight into what we would be talking about today. So one of those things that happened was on the way to an appointment with my daughter this morning. We heard a song I'd never heard before, and it's by the Black Eyed Peas, and it's called Where Is the Love? And they were singing, and I was listening to the words, and I thought, oh my goodness, this could be the Love's curriculum theme song. And it was about how we need to look at the love that unites us, rather than only love the things we love and then exclude others. It went on beyond that even, how we need to take actions in love and how the world does need love. And when we say that the world needs love, and there have been many songs over time, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, for one example. But what kind of love are we talking about? What is the nature of that love? What does that mean? We all may have different definitions or ideas of love. So when we say the world needs love, or we want to move the world from fear to love, what do we mean? Like the Black Eyed Peas song, it's not love that separates us, where we would just love those in our tribe or our color or our country. And yet it's also not some floaty out there concept of this love and that we can't actually feel or experience. Because we can love specifically and bring through God's love to specific people and things without it becoming a tool of the ego where it excludes or separates. And that's interesting too, because another topic when I flipped open Love's curriculum this morning, the High Council drew me to the chapter on special relationships. So again, this message that we are to love specifically, but not at the exclusion of loving all. The High Council brought through these words to me last fall. God's great love comes through to you in those you love. So this idea that it isn't either or, it isn't we must have this feeling of the love of all, but not the love for those special people in our lives, or that If we love those special people in our lives, we can't then experience the love of all. But in fact, through our specific loving, through form, through the love we feel in nature, the connection we feel there, the love with our pets, through the love we can experience in sexual joining, when we open our hearts to the love of our family, our children, the love we can still have with those who've passed on, when we feel and open our hearts to those specific feelings of love in form, it can actually open us to God's great love. It's a way for that love to express when we don't let the ego get a hold of it. So I'm going to read from page 96 here in Love's Curriculum. This is in the chapter Special Relationships. And so here are some of the High Council's direction on how do we love both specifically and greatly or universally. Allow special feelings of closeness to those who matter most to you, those who have taken a form to be close to you and to help you, but not at the exclusion of loving all. The ego would use your special relationship as a weapon, a shield, a sword against love, a defending of the specialness and us against them belief in separation. Instead, allow your heart to witness truth and to be a witness to the truth that we may love certain people as close to us and important in specific ways, and let that add to and expand and grow the greater universal love we have for all mankind, for all humankind, and for animals and plants and Mother Earth and beyond. So when we really fully love those in specific form, it can open us to loving all. And when we connect with that love of all mankind, then we create a whole different world here. Not one of war and division, but one of peace and connection. As the Black Eyed Peas song talks about, the world needs that love. So when we remember that we are love and loved, it changes the way we act in the world. And love can start with those who are close to us, closest to us, and then expand outward. And in fact, it really starts also with loving ourselves. Again, remembering that you are love and loved. Wow. Remember that, and you care for yourself. You love yourself. And as you love yourself, you begin to love others. It expands outwards. It changes how you are and the world that we experience. Again, I'm going to read here from Chapter 2 of Love's Curriculum on how this love can affect change in the world. So it starts with everyone belonging and knowing they belong, no matter who or what color or look or belief. And thus, it creates an earth and world of peace. It creates peace on earth. And during this presence and time of peace on earth, all know that they belong and all believe in the light and love of God and the expansive connection to it all. And each person and being remembers his or her true place in this whole and feels at home. They know they belong and they have belief in God. This will present a time when all have faith and courage and motivation and actions of love. Actions of love that begin to coil and curl and spiral out and out into the world, coming back multiplied. It will usher in a new level of love and connection among people. Beautiful. So there is a way that this maybe ethereal feeling of what is divine love is actually happening here through your actions. It's happening when you look at your neighbor. It's happening in the eyes of your child. And you also can experience it as this universal love for everything. Both experiences can become tangible and real, and they create a different world and a different way of being in the world. And that's really what Love's curriculum is all about. And so I was panicked at the beginning, not having a topic yet. And then when I realized it was just about love and all of what Love's curriculum is about, I got so excited, because that is my greatest feeling of service, is when I can just be love and share it with you and remind you that you are loved, that love is in you and between you and others, and that you are love, that you are greater than this physical you, that you are the nature of this universal love, a love beyond any form. And so I'll read another, if I can find it here, another bit from Love's curriculum about this idea of being able to open to, not only to that specific love that can then open us to God's love, but this feeling of connecting beyond your body to this love that then feeds you and has you act in different ways and form. So again, this is in the words of Jesus from chapter 27 of Love's curriculum. We also wish you to experience times where, in a moment of remembering you are not your body and that you are more than your body, you are beyond your body. You can soar and feel and experience the pure love and light of God. You allow that part of your consciousness, which knows and remembers, to soar beyond the body and form. Thus, a part of you remembering and experiencing the truth while you still simultaneously appear to be in your body in this dream. And as you connect with these times of memory and experiencing God's love, or at least the taste of it possibly here, then you bring that experience back stronger into your doing and your relationships and day. So then the knowing and memory is stronger and stronger, and you begin to see the light in everyone and everything around you. Love everywhere, in love with you, loving you, and you loving it. God's love. So God's love is beyond form and in form. And truly, we are being asked to connect with the love that connects all and bring it here to create a different world, to create a world of peace and unity. And that really is the purpose of Love's curriculum. So I'll read again here, the High Council. While I was scribing the book, I was asking them about Love's curriculum and its relationship to A Course in Miracles, because they are very much related. And I was asking, well, how does it relate and what is the purpose of Love's curriculum? And the High Council said, Love's curriculum is another stage in the evolution. It brings love here. A real, more concrete sense of love. It helps as a roadmap on the path to surrender to love. It teaches you how to gently and compassionately evolve into being love here in your world of form, as a first step on the path to the awakening of the whole, to the consciousness and experience of love. I always want to take a big, deep breath after I read passages from Love's curriculum, And truly, that is how it can work on us, how it's the words are meant to shift, to open our hearts, to work within our beingness, to activate that memory of love. All right. Well, we are going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to let Spirit guide me. I've just flipped through different passages from Love's Curriculum. Again, because it's not really, our topic isn't related to one specific chapter this week. And so I will read from Love's Curriculum with the idea, which my biggest directive here today I could feel was to help in this remembering that you are love and that you are loved. And so we will explore Love's Curriculum when we get back and see if we can keep opening to that knowing and that experience. All right, I'll see you back shortly. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring the nature of love and all that Love's Curriculum is all about, that you are love, that you are loved, that you are guided by divine loving helpers. And so I am going to read some passages that I've been drawn to in Love's Curriculum that I flipped open to. And I invite you to close your eyes if you're able. Sit back, relax, take a big breath, maybe place your hand on your heart, and just allow the words to wash over you, to remind you that you are love and loved. All right. So here we go. Welcome home, my beloved child. Welcome home. You have not strayed too far or too long. Remember that you never could be the wayward child, for wayward does not exist. There is no place outside of God's love. Bring it now, this knowing and memory, into your heart. Place your hand on your heart and remember, you are home in my love, the love of God and of oneness. This love is your love and my love, and the love of all that resides in each and every one of us. It is God's love and the truth of oneness. Come home to it now. Come home to it and remember that you are always home in the love of God while you seem to be walking this earth and other planets and realms. And remember that the veil is indeed lifting. Now to another passage. This is the voice of Jesus and the Divine Mother. We wish to help you to learn how to bring this love into the world, to bring heaven to earth, which is your job and mission for God as part of his army, his team for love, and which leads all to awakening. We wish to instruct you on how to love your enemies as yourself and how to love fully yourself and God through forgiveness and claiming your place as a prince or princess of God. See now in our words below how these work to bring love to yourself and the world and God. Forgiveness is a means of revealing the kingdom of heaven. It is an expression of God's love in form, and it wipes away the clouds of pain and suffering that siding with the ego voice brings. When you forgive yourself for any harm you think you may have done, for any sin that cannot have really happened, you remember your true quality and quality of all: peace, love, joy, innocence, the list goes on. And then you may live from this state of forgiveness and remembering and choose to walk the world as the princes and princesses of God that you are. Then you bless the entire world with light as you remember and honor yourself as a prince and princess of God. And the light of this blessing spreads out across the entire world to envelop the entire world in the pure white light of heaven. The light of this blessing shines out of every pore of your body. It shines out of your feet, leading them onward, bringing light to all. It spreads open the gates of heaven that were never closed and dissolves the ego's illusion. And here's another passage from chapter 22. Let love be. Let love into all aspects of yourself that you see projected outside of yourself as seeming separate people and forms. Let us witness to your grace, to our grace, to the grace that is all. Let your heart encompass the entire world beyond just those who are close and important. Include them, yes, and specifically. And then let that love you have for each other be a model of love in the world. Always let it expand your love and awareness, as opposed to the ego using it as a tool of separation and specialness. Let your love for each other raise you up into the glory of God. Let each love you have for a specific someone or something be a symbol of the love of God, a micro version of God's macro version of love. Each love you have for a specific part of the whole is infused and represents, is a symbol for, the love of God for his children. Let your love for each other raise you up to the love of God versus shield you from all the love. So do love each other and specifically, but again, not at the expense of loving the whole and seeing Christ in all. Let your love for specific people, animals, things, and places fuel the fires of God's love in each, in you and in all around you. Let it fill you with gratitude and grace, each specific love being a symbol of God's everlasting love for all. And so it is, into infinity and beyond, it just is. Taking a big breath. Breathing that in. Here's another passage. Love is all there is for now and forever. Love's curriculum is the remembering of God's love and the love of all. It ignites and fans the flame of love, spreading the memory that all are joined in God's love, including you and the other, equally the same. But eventually you drop the distinction of you and other and realize you encompasses other as one big you or self, the little self into the big self. You are dusting until the polished mirror is revealed that shines the light of truth and love and oneness and unity and your place in it. Each one of you is so dearly loved and important, one of God's treasured children, each and every one. And the day shines bright when all remember this. All right, and one last, I'm going to read a little short meditation experience from Love's Curriculum. This is the meditation of connecting with us and with love. It's the voice of Jesus from chapter 24. Is that? Yes. So again, take a deep breath, closing your eyes. Intending and opening to this experience of love and being loved. Be at home with me, Jesus, now. Allow your eyes to close. Breathe together with me in our home of peace and love. Breathe. Feel my love for you and your love for me. Know, please, please, just know that we, God's helpers, are here with you now and always. Welcome our love as we welcome yours. Breathe in, opening your heart, receiving and giving love. You are home, no matter what may seem to transpire. You are home, and we are here. Love and God are with you, are in you. You are love. Claim it now and let the rest dissolve. Let the illusion dissolve. All right. So we are going to take another short break, and when we get back, I'm going to bring the High Council through for you. So this is a chance to call in if you have a specific question or are wanting a message directly from the High Council. And the number to call is 1-888-627. 1-888-346-6008. Again, I'll read it one more time. 1-888-627-6008. So a chance to call in with your specific question. And when we get back from the break, I'll bring through the High Council, either for any callers or for the group. All right, we'll be back shortly. Hey there, Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Our purpose to remember that we are love and we are loved and we are being guided. And each one of you has a way in which love wants to express in each moment and in bigger projects as well. Your work and your giving and your message and mission. So today we are exploring the nature of love and that we are love and loved. And so right now we don't have any callers for a specific message. So I'm going to tune in to the High Council for you. It's always exciting to see what adventure they want to guide us on. So I'm now going to do my tuning in intention and prayer, and then we'll get started. So yes, I invite you again to stay comfortable, get comfortable. So you probably will be wanting to close your eyes for this experience as well. So I now ask the High Council to come through me to you, the listeners. I ask my guides and the angels that work with me to help me be a clear conduit for this time together, for your words and messages, High Council. I ask that this time together be in the highest good of each one of you listening and in the highest good of all. And so it is. Dear ones, we love when you open up to let us love you. We celebrate and God celebrates. Tears of joy are had when you remember your true nature as love, your true ability to love and be loved and manifest love in the world. Each time in any action, big and small, that you remember your connection to all, remember that you are love and loved, and exhibit that in the world and in your actions, you are then being the hands and feet of God. You are creating love in form. And always remember that love expands exponentially so not to believe or think that any action of love or awakening or remembering that you are love, that no bit of light that you let into any darker corners of your mind or your heart, that none of it is too small, and that no darkness is too great. For love goes beyond time and space. Love is. Love is the truth of you, the truth of all. And so every little act of love is important. Every revealing of the truth is important, big and small. And so we just wish for you each to breathe that in and realize that each one of you is doing great work. Every time you love yourself, every time you heal and forgive yourself and others, just take a deep breath with your hand on your heart. And even imagine like a swirling light going into your heart, this heart center where lies your connection, your relationship with yourself and with God. And allow this swirling light to come in and heat and warm up your heart center. So now breathing in and out of this heart center. Allowing this spiral of light to cleanse and break up any debris. If there's a specific thing you are needing nurturing with, a specific grievance you are needing to let go of, specific judgment on yourself that you are needing to let go of, a specific incident of heartbreak, fear, or worry. Taking a deep breath, allow our energy to come through your hand that's on your heart. Let it come through your hand so that you feel this great pressure and weight of love. A love that is so strong that its heaviness and its directness and its weight is not burdensome but cleansing and healing. Begins to melt into you, to sink into you, this love. Allow it to come into your heart. Allow it to sink further down into your belly. This knowledge that you are love and loved. That you are seen as love and innocence in God's eyes. That you may ask for any forgiveness that you feel you need for yourself, for others. And notice as you ask for that forgiveness, it's as if there's little light wings of the cherubim and seraphim. Wings that lift any heaviness of grief or loss or guilt or shame. So allow as that lighter energy, as you let go of any unforgiveness, as you allow God's love and forgiveness, as you allow this love to sink into the depths of you, now allow the lightness, like wings lifting you, connecting you to our love, to the love of us, the High Council, to the love of the angels. And now you may even wish to tilt your head upward slightly, opening your throat and your chest to this love, to a light love raining down upon you, peaceful, joyful, comforting, euphoric, Low, like a light shining down on you. Breathing in as it comes down from your head, down through your throat, into your chest. Trusting whatever you are seeing or witnessing, experiencing, feeling, knowing. And as we create this love, as you receive this love, begin to see it swirling ever so gently. As it begins to, your awareness sees that this love is connected beyond you. That we, the angels and the high council, Jesus, are standing with you, radiating this love and light as well. Looking within your, with your eyes closed, imagine looking at your own body, looking down at your hands, seeing them as light and love, the swirling, beautiful energy, all of us in white, claiming your place here as a prince and princess of God. So loved and made of love, this energy of light and love that you are. And now as we create this web of love, this bubble of love, this connection of love, let us make the sound of awe if you wish to join in. And as we do, intend that we are balling up, generating, pulling together all this love, and that it's then shooting up and out like a fountain of love, going out into the world, allowing your mind to send it to specific people or places. And so we will make that sound of awe as we feel this love go up like a fountain and be shared with the world, with the, all the realms, with the heavens, with the stars, with the Mother Earth, with other light beings, all in the world, all people, your brothers and sisters, light beings and love as well, whether they are aware of it yet or not. So let you in this remembering, us in this connection we've created, let us send it out to help wake others up as well. And help you see, each one of you also remember the truth of your brothers and sisters, that they are love and light. And yet their behaviors may not reflect that. But to know that when we deal with the behaviors or make corrections, reprimand, amends, that it be done knowing the truth that all are God's children, worthy and forgiven. So we'll begin the awes now. Shooting this love out like a fountain of light, letting it blanket the world. Taking a deep breath, just allowing yourself this experience, yourself as love and light. And take it forward with you into your day, into your evening. Letting it radiate out to see the light in all, to act with love and compassion, to love yourself and be gentle with yourself. to love humanity, the human in you and the divine in you. We love all of you. You are love. And so it is. All right. So just slowly opening your eyes, if you wish. Coming back here. But holding that space. Continue to hold that space. You may feel lighter. Just notice, what do you feel? Maybe your eyes, things look different, sound different. All right, I love the ending. To let that affect us, let that experience feed and direct your loving and your actions here in your life as we go forward. Ah, wonderful. So great to share that with you. And again, you heard on the break the offer of the Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle, where we work with the High Council in even more depth, similar to the experience you were just going through. You can find information on the website, lovescurriculum.com. All right, well, I feel a little bit of sadness that our time together is coming to an end. And yet, in truth, we are always connected. And so a way to stay connected, just coming to me again, is to remind you of the Facebook group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. It is a private Facebook group that I started on Facebook. And if you're not in there yet, we would love to have you. So just search for Lightworkers and Love Advocates, and you can request to join. It's a way we share more of Love's curriculum and support each other in remembering and with prayer and sharing and generally continuing this connection. So between the radio show, it's like we're continuing this, creating this energy of togetherness and love. Whether we are meeting in person or not, we are vibrating that out as we come together with this intention to be love, to remember we are love and loved, to act with love. So I thank each one of you for the ways in which you are serving in God's army for love, God's team for love. All right, have a wonderful couple of weeks, and I look forward to connecting with you. Take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg-Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.